From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. Governor Rick Scott and U.S. Senator Bill Nelson were both in Southwest Florida today. While Nelson met with elected officials to address harmful water releases in the Caloosahatchee River from Lake Okeechobee, WGCU's John Davis reports Governor Scott also addressed South Florida's water woes at a stop in Naples.
At an event promoting jobs, Governor Rick Scott pointed the finger at Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson and the federal government for not doing enough to fund Everglades restoration and repairs to the Herbert Hoover Dike.
We need $850 million to fix the dike. The reason why we have the discharges is because the senator has not done his job to make sure the funding was there. We've done our part, so he ought to show up and do his job.
Governor Scott also renewed calls for President Obama to declare the toxic blue-green algae bloom fouling the St. Lucie estuary and Atlantic coastline a federal state of emergency. Congressman Kirk Clawson of Bonita Springs and Patrick Murphy of Jupiter are working together on a bill for the federal government to provide $750 million a year to cover half the cost of purchasing land south of Lake Okeechobee to improve water quality. Murphy plans to hold a rally in the state capitol later this month, pressuring lawmakers to purchase the land. John Davis, WGCU News.